Homeland Security investigations collected 6 petabytes of data last year. That's 77 years worth of high-definition video. That vast amount of data was a big problem for DHS investigations, whose analysts had a 9-month backlog of images to review. So the unit reached out to a few nonprofits and industry for help. Together, they launched Project VIC, V-I-C. P.J. Lechleitner is the Deputy Assistant Director for the Homeland Security Investigations Cyber Division at Immigration and Customs Enforcement. He tells Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco what this project was all about and how it got started.
Project VIC is a consortium essentially of law enforcement and industry and non-governmental organizations involved, you know, it's the fight against child exploitation. It has a number of partners, both in industry, the NGOs, and law enforcement, both domestically and abroad. And, you know, it started as a grassroots effort to combat child exploitation, because a lot of the agencies, or all the agencies that were involved with the effort, realized that we were potentially missing a lot of victims in this area, programmatic area, and we needed to come up with a solution to identify, you know, ways to try and stop that.
Now, I know that investigators and analysts who work on these kinds of cases just have massive amounts of images and other kinds of information to sort through. So was Project VIC kind of an answer to solve that problem as well?
It was. And, you know, one of the issues with, you know, cybercrime, specifically in this case with child exploitation, is there's so much data involved. If you can imagine, there's so much evidence and so much information to go through that it really takes an inordinate amount of time to conduct the investigations. So the genesis of VIC was essentially, how do we address this problem? So how do we categorize the evidence? How do we allow the investigators and the analysts to more efficiently and thoroughly go through the voluminous amount of information we have to try and, you know, identify not only the offenders, which is vitally important, and that's where the focus was originally. It was on the offender. It was, you know, catching the bad guy from the police world. But now we've refocused, essentially, and now we've adopted a victim-centric methodology. So we are continually go after the offenders through, you know, and Project VIC is allowing to do that. However, now we're trying to identify as many victims as possible so that we're not leaving any victims behind.
Can you specifically describe how exactly the program works?
Yeah, so it's it's a consortium of partnering agencies and, you know, law enforcement agencies. You have non-governmental organizations to support the effort, and also, you know, industry. The idea is to categorize the information into ways that makes it much more readily available to analyze and to sift through, and also put it into a same common formats so that the different disparate agencies can kind of communicate more effectively and coordinate efforts.
And can you walk us through some of the development process itself, what you all went through to get this up and running?
You know, this has been a problem that's been evolving for many years. And originally, the child pornography issue, child exploitation, started, you know, via paper and mail, and that's when we got involved way back when. As it evolved and everything started moving more digitally, we had to move there as well. And, of course, with the digital revolution came a vast increase in the workload. It's easier to get around. It's no longer as readily identifiable. It allows for a more anonymous kind of behavior. So with that explosion, and then coupled with the explosion of the volume of data, so it's not just paper copies anymore, if you will. Now it's, you know, hard drives full of this, you know, of this evidence. Law enforcement partners were looking for solutions to help us in the fight against the child exploitation perpetrators, and put our heads together collectively over the years. And in 2013 is when this was kind of more formally organized into the Project VIC as we know it today, and established the Project, you know, VIC USA, and now there's a Project VIC Canada, Project VIC UK, as well as the overarching Project VIC global presence. And that's essentially when it happened. It coalesced finally in 13, and it, you know, continues to evolve to this day.
Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, the cost that went into developing something like this, and then as well, Do you have any idea on what kinds of savings this is bringing back to you in return, just with the ability for your investigators and analysts to do their jobs a little bit more quickly?
I certainly don't have costs at my fingertips for this. There was obviously a cost involved. However, in the nascent stages and getting the Project Vic up and going, most of the stuff from the industry, in fact, all of the stuff from industry essentially was a volunteer effort, because this is one programmatic area where there's absolutely virtually no one who doesn't have a passion and interest in helping out. So that helps a lot when it comes to resourcing. As far as the kind of other costs that are involved with this, you know, we haven't done a deep data dive as it matures now. We're trying to get our heads around that. I can say anecdotally, what it does is it is a huge savings of time and effort as well as resources, because instead of having agents and analysts stovepiped in various agencies and offices looking at the data and then in a very inefficient way communicating back and forth trying to identify perpetrators and victims and inevitably missing things because they're not communicating efficiently or well with others, and not for any other purpose, but just there's so much data and it's very, very hard to do. The savings is that it allows for a vast increase in efficiency, a vast increase in the agents' and analysts' ability to readily identify perpetrators, more importantly, readily identify the victims, and in a more holistic way identify them, and then share that information in a very, you know, expedited fashion, so that if other agencies and other, you know, areas, you know, get that information, then all of a sudden they have some of their work done already. So it's a vast cost savings and a resource saving exercise across the globe, really.
So you've had Project Vic going for a few years now. Where do you see it going in the future? I mean, you mentioned a little bit more about the focus on the victim as opposed to the perpetrator, but where do you see it going, you know, looking to the future?
We see Project Vic and the underlying modalities that are involved moving in a way to more efficiently continue to gain efficiencies in identifying the victims, identifying the perpetrators in an ever more complex cyber environment. We constantly are working with industry and NGO partners to increase our ability to analyze the data. Specifically, one of the things we're trying to work on is, you know, identifying image data, not just on hashtags and by hash values, excuse me, but also kind of more outside of the box thinking on different ways to identify the images and the evidence so that we're hopefully not missing things. Because as with anything, there's so much data and so much information, you run the risk of overlooking things. And that's where I think the evolution will continue, is just trying to keep pace and hopefully stay a step ahead of the nefarious actors in regard to child exploitation, and allow us to kind of categorize and manage the information flow.
P.J. Lechleitner is the Deputy Assistant Director for ICE's Homeland Security Investigations Cyber Division, speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.